This morning, this afternoon, as we continue to ask the question, and I've got short time because I believe that my job today is to just prophesy. In this season, we see what God is doing in the nations. And I think our continuous question is to ask God, what is the cost of nations? And God continuously answers us and says, just ask. Ask of me the nations, Pastor Obi has read it, and I'll give you the ends of the earth as an inheritance. So my greetings, since that scripture then became, hello, how are you? Are you taking nations? Meaning, I don't want to know what else is going on in your life if you're not aligning with what God is saying. And I think God has found himself a people in this house who finally want to do what is in his heart. Psalm number 2 again is where I'm going to start, and then I will take you to what is the idols of the nations. Because God will tell us about the idol of the nations, and I'll tell you three things quickly. Now God says, if I can find a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old or maybe a 50-year-old who has these three qualities: a man of prayer, a man of the word, and a giver, and I can commit a nation to them because they will have three other qualities. They will hear, they will speak, and they will see. If God finds those three things in a lady this morning, if God finds those three things in a young man or a older man this morning, if he finds a man of prayer, if he finds a man of the word, if he finds a man of giving, he is able to give to them the nations. And God is not afraid, as long as a person is a son, he's not afraid to commit anything to your hands. And so what is paramount in my heart this morning, and as a phase of mission runs to an end, is to locate the sons and the daughters that God has found for himself. And God will constantly look down the earth and say, can I find a man? Can I find a person that can bring solace to the nations? Or when he looks into nations, does he just find people, young men, who think that they are in that nation for fashion and to be lost in that nation, especially London City, the nation of idols? I'll soon show you what is the idol of the nations. Why is God always looking for the young to raise? Why is he always looking, and why is Satan always looking for them as well? And my dear daughter, Precious, I believe, gave an amazing poetry, and this, the generation that has sold another generation off. And it's time we sound the alarm to our parents to let them know that we were not born to make their lives better. Yes, sir. We're not born to bring them more money. We were born for destiny. Yes, sir. And parents will then realize that their job is to give a legacy, and there is only one legacy. And I think that is one thing African parents have done well for their kids, to introduce us to God. But don't introduce me to God and take me away from him. Don't introduce me to God and introduce another kind of idol, because the only one who will remain is God. God is now eager to take the nations and is looking for instruments. It's not looking for the best singer. He's looking for a man of prayer. He's not looking for the best preacher. He's looking for a man of the word. He's not looking for another charity organization. He's looking for a giver. God said, if you can find me a young prayer warrior, lost in the nations because the idol of the nations are strong. The idols of nations do not let people go for free. So what has God found in a spark nation? He has found people who are willing to dare the idols of nations. Scriptures, please. Talk to me.
I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son.
God is looking for sons. I will declare a decree. This is the psalmist speaking in the attitude of Christ now. He has taken up the form of Christ. So actually, in truth, this is Christ speaking. And Christ says, the Lord has said to me, I will declare a decree. Why is it a decree? It is not debatable. It is a military order. And now he confirms him as a son. God says, if I can find a man of prayer, I found a son. If I can find someone that is selfless enough, that is a person that is not moved, because in the nations this morning, you still have churches and praying for new cars and new houses. And God says, that is not the gift for sons. The gift for sons is the gift of understanding, so that they set a new mode for a new nation. They create a new environment for new. So London City, as much as, and London City is the concentration of idols. Nobody prospers in this city. What you've done is to dare poverty in its face, and it has consequences. And you better stay in God. And years ago, I began to ask God, show me the idol of nations. I want to know. And then he took me to hell after a Sunday service. I saw the idol of nations, the one he has raised you to confront. And you can't confront him in a girl's house. Fool. The idol of nations, the pride of nations, the comfort of nations, the things, the entrapment that comes with the sense of importance. When a person is no longer a man of prayer, they become important to themselves. When a person is no longer a person of prayer, pride creeps in and they become something that God has not made them. It's still the entrapment of the idol of nations. God does not need best voice. God needs a man of prayer. God does not need your holiness. It's not important. He needs a man of prayer. Stop snapping me, please. Put that thing down and pick up your Bible now. God needs a man of prayer. God does not need another charity. You know what I mean by that. You can have your organization, but he needs a man of prayer. Talk to me. You have become my son today.
You are my son.
Yeah.
Today I have begotten you.
Yeah.
Ask of me, and I will give you.
The hallmark of a son is ask of me. Not go get it. Once you are able to stand in front of God, because you now know that you cannot take the nations. It gave you ability to sing or to preach or to be an engineer. And you've seen that in your engineering, the best you will get, maybe they'll pay you $1 million a day. It is still not up to the idol of nation, and even that is impossible, really. He's finished. He's given all his strength. Then after all that, he realizes that he has to come to the God of all nations. And he has the audacity, because of son, he has the license now to ask God for the nation. I'm coming to God and say, my intellect and my talent and my gifting is not enough to take the nations. What all that it will do is to give me food on the table. And once my age is running out, the idols of nations will come back to take everything they've given me. That is the system that, look at London, what balances your pension? People's life. So they've got to take back everything you thought you got. Ask of me the nations. It said, ask of me, because now you know you are my son. But I still need you to come, even at the point of sonship, to say, Lord, I've brought all my offering and my life of prayer and everything, but I come to ask of you. Now, what will he give you in order to go take the nation? He'll give you a word. You see, a word is what changes your ability from just words and what you learned in school to take nations. It changes it from just talent. The word is what differentiates you between the person with a great voice that you're in a competition with. So there will be 10,000 people in a competition with powerful voice, or 10,000 preachers with eloquence to the highest heaven. But what distinguishes you is you have a word. That's what he told Jeremiah. He said, with this you will root, you with this you will plant, you will root out, you will shatter kingdoms. Because this guy had come for a nation, and God has responded to the nation. Those who are called into the economic mountain, he has a word waiting for you in the realms of the heaven, but it's waiting for you to come and ask of him the nation. So what is God looking for? He's looking for a man of prayer. But the priority of prayer has now changed. Here we are, we have a whole continent with so much big religion to return. The young people there are wasting away because nobody's challenging them to ask for the nation, because what their definition of prosperity is how their churches look like. You see them put so much effort into church. Smoke is somewhere. There is lighting somewhere. The whole world is getting more simple. You are getting more complicated. God is asking for influence makers and Daniels and Ezekiel and Josephs that can turn the economy, because they have a word. Ask of me the nations. Don't rate anybody because they have a voice. It is rubbish. God is looking for sons. It's not looking for children. God is looking for sons. And that is why you are in Spark Nation. There is a seed of sonship and daughterhood on the inside of you. And God says, put that seed down now so that it can grow. It is no longer time for childhood. Can I hear an amen in this house? Ask of me. Ask of me the nations. Talk to me, Pastor.
Ask of me, and I will give you.
He said he's a sure banker. I love that assurance. But don't forget the criteria. Today, I begat you. They were not born of human desire. They were born of God. I took you through my womb. You were in incubation for 9 months. I took you through all the pain of being born. But today, Spark Nation, today it begets you. And now it says, ask of me the nations. So every one of you must be daring enough to know that whatever field you return to is yours. If you can ask, and you will not have the boldness to ask if you've not been begotten. So nobody must ask for anything little. Your age doesn't matter. Age is inconsequential. When you come to the Ancient of Days, ask of me, London City, ask of me the nations. Well, let's figure out the idols of the nations. I know the word in Spark Nation is different and it may not tally with what we're taught in the nations, but you know, my question is, after you've bought those houses and those cars, are you not tired? Because it's nauseating, it's tiring. Everything I see about Africa, people who are making efforts. You know, if you have to display how rich you are on social media, it already says you are poor. And God is looking for men of nations. And if you're going to be able, if anyone that is born of God, the first thing, the first characteristic of their life is humility. Because they are men of prayer. I don't have Revelation to give you this morning. I started a series yesterday, which I will end next Sunday. But let's finish that. And what does it take? I believe I have the answer in template, how to set every city on fire and how to raise power in every nation. The templates that I've seen now can never work. God needs a young man of prayer. Can I be very honest with you this morning? If you stayed around revival for more than 2 years and you're still a child, you already left. The moment you're still a child and you reach the peak where the whole world or a whole city is viewing you and you went back into childhood, you can't be trusted. I'm so sorry. The word is hard, you know, but you know, it's just a word. But I think I found a way around that as well. I want to lead you into a place of prayer in a moment. That's what I'm building up to. Finish it, Pastor Faith, please.
And I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession.
Have you ever thought of this scripture before? And if you've ever thought of it, can you please see God's request for your prayer request? No, you didn't hear me. You know, we used to write prayer requests. Sometimes we even wrote it on paper and put it on the altar and we prayed on it. And God says, that's fine. He said, but can I find sons that I can give what I want them to ask? Look at God's request for you. Listen, if I were you, all the days of my life, this would be my only prayer request, because this is the one that he guaranteed that he will give as your own share of sonship. I don't think you'll get this. So in the realistic church, this is too much. Because this is not a realistic church. This is just young people, right? We'll believe, you don't know this word. Yeah, I know. We don't know this world and we don't want to know it. This is God's request for you to request of him. So what should be my prayer request every morning? Father, I ask you for the nations. You know, the more you're asking him for the nations now, the more he begins to tell you why you are not yet a son. Now, this is what sonship does. Sonship comes with understanding, the ability to understand your issues. Then when you cross that, you understand the issues of your family. Then when you cross that, you understand the issue of your community. Then you, when you cross that, you understand the issue of your city. Then when you cross that, you understand the issue of nation, your nation. Then when you cross that, you understand the issues of your nations. Then when you cross that, you understand the issues of the ends of the earth. A man of understanding, it means you know why this is happening to you now and why it should be there. You have understanding. You are enlightened. So when that happens, depression cannot stay on you because you understand enigmas and interpretation of tongues. The things that that will be difficult for others to understand. You know why. May the Lord open your understanding this afternoon. When the nations come, people come. Nations are people judged by a king. So the Bible says God gave Solomon exceeding understanding, so that he understood the problems of people. Now God put a man called Josiah at the age of 8 in charge of a nation because he had understanding. God put a tribe called Issachar because they understood times. They did not expect the weather of winter in summer. They had understanding of time. And the Bible says that they were in control of their brethren. The ones who will be the presidents, the next presidents of Africa, the next president of nations, will be people who understand time. Now, when they teach you in school, they teach you in the past. They tell you about men, what men have written in the past. But I perceive that there are people in this house who will be daring to press beyond this present house. They will press into the future because there are men who have said, I'm not going into the past. So in Isaiah, what the prophet was just trying to say, and I know this has been the topic of conventions and revival. Behold, I do a new thing. Oh God. No. He said, now forget the former things, because when they were taught before the prophetic came, it was the law. He said, forget the former thing. I, God, can bypass the law through the prophetic. So the prophet Isaiah came and said, forget the former thing. He said, behold, I do a new thing. But then he said, shall you not see it? He needed people who can see. You remember those three things? A man of prayer, a man of the word, and a man that is a giver. It will be a man that sees, that speaks, and that hears, isn't it? It will have those three quality things. And what God is saying to us this afternoon is, set ablaze everything that hinders you from being a man of prayer. Set it ablaze. Everything that hinders you from being a man of the word who can hear, set it ablaze in your life. Go and, how do you leave church and go back to your girlfriend's house and still be able to see and you have a voice for God? It is not possible. Ask of me, the nation is a broken man. And it's either that or nothing. It's either that or another religion, including Christianity. And so the new generation that God is raising are people whose heart is on fire. And this fire cannot be stopped. It cannot be quenched by the things around them, because they understand the things around them and why they are there. They have understanding. They understand money. They understand lack of it. They understand the house. They understand because you will not be able to put anything to good use that you don't understand. When the Bible began to talk about Daniel, so my own decision now is, I'm not going to walk with anyone at this stage, and you should, who does not walk with God, because it can't walk. It's going to be a big problem. It's going to be a big drag. You're dragging and sometimes they are pulling you back. And those of you who are about to get into marriage, you better get yourself a man of God. I didn't say a man of the people, a man of God with whom you can change nations and control times, because they've sold out their own life to God. They are men of prayer. They are men of the word, and they are men of giving. I heard the talk, but I didn't hear the word. So much talk has gone on in churches this morning, and many will still go on today. But what is God saying over this season? In this, why is the whole nation all of a sudden experiencing things that it has not experienced for 7 years or 10 years? Why is there so much wave and so much collapse and so much problem? Because the voice of God finally has found a set of people who will not take no for an answer, but they are willing to rise and push boundaries. And you've been pushing boundaries. And the final installment for me here in London is to tell you, ask for the nations. Don't compare yourself to any church. Just ask for the nations. And once you ask anything that comes, just take it and move on. Did you hear what I just said? As for the nations, my call through to you will be, are you taking the nations? Are you advancing? Or are you still sitting down to talk to a person in choir or usher about don't fornicate? Are you taking nations? Let's finish that scripture now, please.
And the ends of the earth for your possession.
Uh-huh.
You shall break them.
You will start by breaking. When God has given you nations, things will begin to break first. Everything is going to break. Mark my words. By April, there will be so much distress on the earth, like people have not seen, and believers and Christians will be victims of it, but it will lead to your own rising. Then there will be a demarcation between those who fear God and those who do not fear Him. Malachi chapter 3. God says He's coming so quickly, and He will separate between those who fear Him. So churches will not be able to hide under charity umbrella anymore. It's either there is an umbrella or there is no umbrella. And you are the only set of people that I know of that can say, bring it on, God, because we've been through the fire. So we are saying, God, you can bring it on anyhow, any which way. We are willing to press on, house or no house, car or no cars, in prosperity and in lack. We are still willing to preach the gospel. So I charge you to go back to your community, understand it, and get it down here quickly, because God is building an ark. The storm is coming. The rain is coming. The Bible says Noah was one preacher out of eight. The more Noah began to preach about the storm, the closer the storm got. The storm is coming to London City. It's going to get worse and worse. But then this ark will rise above all arcs. Can I hear loud hallelujah? How long do you think God is going to take it more? People hide under the umbrella of church. They save more money for their children's school fees than they use to build the house of God. But the gold and the silver is God's. And oh my God, I want to prophesy in a moment. I don't want to preach now. Talk to me. Did you finish?
You shall break them with a rod of iron.
You will break them with a rod of iron. That's the word. The rod of iron is still the word. From now on, no one's mouth should be shut. If you have become a son, go and speak. A man of prayer must speak. And why would he speak? Because he hears. I charge you to go back and hear God and speak in your industry, from the air industry to football. Speak. Hear. Speak. Hear and speak. You know, Satan hates to hear the word. He likes Bible reading, but he doesn't like the word. He doesn't still like men who are in this realm, from the music world to whatever world, who can still hear God and can still say to a nation, this is what the Lord says. God told Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a reformer. At the time that Israel was in decadence, Jeremiah was sent to reform the nation of Israel without any graduation certificate. All he had was the rod. He had the word of God. You know, Moses, according to the Bible, was a stammerer eventually, but he has heard God. That is a man of prayer, because God called him to the place of prayer. Everywhere that God has, and it doesn't matter if you are 14 years old, you can make up your mind this morning and see beyond your immediate community. Press into God and you become the reformer of nations. God can no longer wait for those who are still studying in heaven. God is looking for a reviver. People whose spirits are attuned to the supernatural. So the more Noah prophesied about the storm, the more the storm grew nearer. How long more will God take a church that you don't even know if this is a church? Meaning, you don't even know what a church is supposed to do. All of a sudden, it looked as if the church is just meant to gather and sing and go home. Guys, if that's what the church is called to do, isn't that miserable? So break.
You shall dash them to pieces.
Like a potter's vessel, verse 10.
Now therefore, be wise, O king.
Be instructed.
You judges of the earth.
Why?
Serve the Lord with fear.
He asked the judges because it says now the nations are in charge of my sons. So kings, be wise. Quickly. Pally up with them. Quickly get into alliance with a person who does not have prime minister before his name, but he has son of God. God is eager to restore respect, so to speak, to his church, and he has found the weak things. So you can look at yourself this morning and say, how can I be qualified for this? That is why God chose you. Because all he needs from you is a heart that is willing to be birthed as a son. Talk to me, man.
Be instructed, you judges of the earth.
Kiss the son.
Kiss the son, lest he be angry and you perish.
A time is going to come. The church will be in charge of military, in charge of the economy, in charge of the engineering world, in charge of all music competition show, in charge. It doesn't send Christians there to go win competition. In the kingdom, there is no competition for sons of God. It calls them there to influence. That for the time they are there, but if you begin to do what they are doing, God says, I cannot displace them because he, she is just like them. He asks you to go there with a level of integrity so that you can go back there. It doesn't need you to win. It does need you to win because it doesn't want to give you the trophy of a competition. It wants to give you the nations. It wants your voice to be heard by the nations. And it's looking for people who are dedicated to his cause. Do I have people like that in this house this afternoon? Shout amen. Any field you find yourself, I don't care if you're a cleaner or a CEO. God says there are nations there that need your voice. Do not be quiet for Zion's sake. Do not hold back. If you can hear, speak. For what is chaff to the wheat? So I realize it is not how you dress that attracts anyone. It is what you say. So he gives him all this commandment. Look at this now. Let's look for their idols. Haggai chapter 2. I really need you to be fast. From verse 5.
According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you.
Say with me, his spirit. Come on now, guys. His spirit, rest upon me. You didn't say that at all. Say the Holy Ghost, rest upon me. Talk to me.
So my spirit remains among you.
For thus says the Lord of hosts.
Once more.
In a little while.
I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land.
God says once again. In a little while. What makes time change? Realization. Did you hear what I just said? The time of a person can change in a moment. Because they've sinned. Shall you not know it now? So the moment you realize something, you grew to that status. So that's why the Bible says, day unto day, he utters speech. But you see, brother, when he was uttering speech, you were looking at a girl. Day unto day, he utters speech. And night unto night, he reveals knowledge. So there is a communication line for nation taking between heaven and earth that is only for men who can hear it. It is not how many leadership classes you go to. Look, there are many leadership classes. People pay thousands of pounds and there are no leaders. heavens will pick a dejected and caught person. Heavens will pick someone that is not of importance to the earth, but can hear what heaven is saying. I'm not saying this as a theory. This is stagnation in London City. There was never a thought that church can penetrate government this much, but you did it because you heard from God. Because God was able to find a man of prayer, a man that hears, and a man that speaks. That is what it will take to change any nation you find yourself in. If you can find a vessel. At least now we've established the theory that a church can be 1 million people and they can't take their local government. Unbelievable. That the light of the world can have a big candle stand, but no fire on it. That is what they call big for nothing. But God, in this season, when He finds people that are willing to dare to be different, regardless of their age, old or young, that are willing to dare to be different, to say, God, give me the nations and you see what I'll do. Said, I found my man. And he says, okay. It might take us 5 years to build you, but you've enrolled. Thus says the Lord, in a little while. What is the little while? From now on, that you get the vision. You get the gist that God never intended to give us cars or houses. He wants nations. He wants us to bring back the presence of nations to Him. That's what you are part of. Talk to me.
I will shake heaven and earth.
The shaking is coming. He's going to shake heaven and earth. He shakes even His own office. God shakes where His office is set at. How much more the earth? It says, in a little while, I will shake heaven and earth.
The sea and dry land.
It will shake the sea and even the dry land. And what would happen?
And I will shake all nations.
Did you hear that? So when we say Nation Sunday, what we needed to do is to prophesy so that the shaking can come quickly.
Yes.
It will shake the nation. Their economy will be shaken. Their Medicare world will be shaken. There will be all manner of virus that men cannot find answers to. Everything that is shakable will be shaken. The only thing that will not be shaken is the word. That is the time that the man of God, yes, ma'am. That's the time that the man of God will ask the word, has to come out more with the word. It doesn't matter if it is 10 people hearing you or 10,000 people hearing you. God says, declare my word over the nations. Do not hold back. Because when you see shaking, it's time to show them the things that cannot be shaken. I will shake the heavens and the earth.
And I will shake all nations.
And I will shake all nations. No nation will be spared. America will not be spared. America will just be as shaken as Liberia will be as shaken. It will be, the shaking will be equal. God is ready to equalize this thing. Step out of ordinary mindset. Step out of your current environment. Step into God's shaking. Why? Because now you cannot be shaken. Our own storm came before Dennis. This time last week, Sunday, our own storm was about to stop. But Sierra was getting ready to eat the earth. So, you know why it shook you first? So that you can, the physical one you see is a symbol of something higher happening in CEO bedrooms, happening in bank bedrooms. So now we can jump into the midst of their storm and say, we know this storm. We can handle this storm. Because now, Spark Nation, you have no more fears, right? No newspaper thing scares you anymore. Nothing anybody wants to see on social media that scares you anymore. You are like, we've had it before.
We've seen it before. You've rumored it before. No shaking. We are standing here and we are able to control all storms. Do I have storm benders in this house? God says to tell you, no one should feel that God has to use them. God takes the foolish things of this world. There are people coming quickly from the east. They are in prison right now, but they are coming. This place will be flooded with thousands. Hey, singers, rappers, musicians, technocrats, they are coming. I see them this morning. I see gates open from our nation. It is your turn now. Take the nation. All nations will be shaken. Why is he shaking the nations? Tell me.
And they shall come to the desire of all nations.
When he shakes the nations, the desire of all nations will come. What all nations are running after. Yeah? It's coming. What all nations are built on. The idols of all nations. The things that some of your brothers and sisters have run out to go and get. The shaking will chase them back. Because they will soon realize that there's so much shaking in the world. From now on, no city will rest. Did you hear what I just said? People will predict upcoming in Bitcoin or anything, and it will crash in a day. But the people that will not be shaken are those who have ears that hear. Because you heard when he said, don't fornicate. Because of that, you will hear when he says, invest here now. You didn't hear me. I said, because when he said, no, don't touch that sin, you heard. Now it will reward you with where to put a little penny. A little penny will become a mighty ocean, and overnight poverty will be broken in this house. I see the desire of our nation coming. I need you to give a mighty shout. Shout, don't stop. I hear in the spirit this afternoon a shout of a mighty army, like they are running from the north looking for you guys from all walks of life. I hear in the realm of the spirit. So God told me, he said, tell them, give a mighty shout like a raging army. I heard God say to me this morning, declare everything new. Soul snatchers new. Mobilizers new. Livingstone Choir new. The ushering department new. The band new. COD new. Yeah. Connect, new connect. New pulse. Bitcoin, crypto new and new. Afresh. I see God doing new things. Please, for 1 minute, I want you to give God a shout and don't stop. Shout. 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 As I declare everything new, a new revival on our street, bringing all the gang leaders again, because it's giving them a new chance will send the first revival. This time around, it's the revival of nations. A 14-year-old will prophesy and will tell you what will happen tomorrow, because the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, will rest upon them. Our singers will start singing, but they will end up by prophesying in the name of Jesus. Declare the ciphers new. No fear. Go and take the world. Take the nation. The Spirit of understanding is upon you. You know how many times people have expected me to fail in this work? I hear the whisper in their bedroom when they don't think anybody's hearing. But Almighty God hears, and He's not a destroyer of what He builds. He's almighty, He's all powerful. But why did He keep this work? For your sake, for the sake of the eagles of this world. He now says, pump fire in, take them back to the street, bring my sons and daughters. And I see them coming from everywhere, but the desire of every nation will come. Finish this.
And I will fill this temple.
Did you hear what God is saying? In case you are asking this morning, what is God saying right now, Pastor? He says, I will fill this temple with glory.
Yes.
The kabod of God.
Yes.
Something that people will see about you everywhere you turn. And they will say, there's a glory of God over you. I don't know what it is, but there is something about you that is different. The glory I will fill, meaning there will be no more vacuum. It's either you carry glory or you are out. But you don't have to be perfect to carry glory. There'll be glory in our economy, so that when we finish giving, we will say, this is glorious. There'll be glory in our marriages, so that when we see the marriages, we say, this is glorious. I will fill this temple with glory.
Says the Lord of hosts.
This is what God is saying right now.
The silver is mine.
Listen. The one that says, ask of me, says, the silver is mine. And what else is this?
And the gold is mine.
He said, He owns the gold. Why are you looking for it on Music Mountain? It's with the worship you left. Why are you looking for it in banks? God says, it's mine. So God, why have you not given me? He said, you've not walked into me properly enough. But you were serving the idols of nations. Psalm 135.
The idols of the nations are silver and gold.
So can we rewrite that scripture? The idols of the nations are mine. Put that Psalms on the screen, please. I was calling the band, but that's fine. Quickly, Psalm 135 verse 15. The idols of the nations. Most of our predecessors, this idol never even submitted to them. So what is supposed to happen is another generation is supposed to be chasing these idols again. London City, the city of idols. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. But God declares in Haggai, He said, these idols are mine. I own them. You are not broke. You just don't know Him well enough yet. Don't sing, don't try it, you know. He said, you're not broke. You've just not pressed into me, because the idol, every man in the finance mountain, God told me this morning, it's either they know God or they know the devil. Every CEO that is not born again is a custodian. They are just holding temporarily what God has. They are your inheritance. But He said, my sons don't know me well enough, so they've joined them to worship the idols of nations. where God can ignite a fire in 100 young people, people that will not back out, people that don't bow to sin, people that are they are just mad. They make light of what Satan uses to trip everybody. Because it's easy for Satan to trip most young people. Girl, that's it. You're not tough. That's not tough. Everybody does that. Everybody is into that. What makes you think you're special? Does the grace of God atone for that? Does the blood of Jesus cleanse that sin? Of course. But it just makes you a common Christian. Look at them. They are all over the world. Atoned for by the blood, but no nation. I need you to be angry enough with sin and the custodian of sin to say, no. I'm asking God for the nations because I'm not living this world the way I met it. And that's going to be true, God. Are you listening to me this afternoon? This is the idols of the nation. A man who looks important, a man who looks great, this is his idol. And you must look at that man and think, all these things are my dad's one.
The idols of the nations are silver and gold, uh-huh. The work of men's hands. Uh-huh. They have mouths, but they do not speak.
They cannot speak. Uh-huh.
Eyes they have, but they do not see.
They can't see anything.
They have ears, but they do not hear.
Yeah.
Nor is there any breath in their mouth.
Finish it, guy, then.
The glory of this latter temple.
It said it will gather all the idols of the nation and it will bring it to his temple. The glory of this latter temple.
Shall be greater than the former. Says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace.
Isaiah chapter 2. In this place, in case this looks far-fetched for you, everyone who has a lot of money is still looking for more money because they don't have peace. In this place, in this Spark Nation, many nations will come, guys. I put this upon you today, and they will find peace. When Indidi opens her mouth, when Daddy Coca opens his mouth, when Nikki opens her mouth, when Reverend Dapper opens his mouth, when all of you open your mouth to sing, to speak, to play string instrument, men of stature, they will find peace in this place. Shout a believing amen. I heard the Lord say to me to tell you, the restless world is coming. They are coming in thousands. They will bring the offers of Cush. They will bring the gold of Libya. They will come into this house because this house shall be called the house of peace. Men will find counsel. Men will find understanding. Men will find might to lead nations. I see in this house this afternoon, leaders of nations, captains of industries, presidents of nations, the silver belongs to God. The money to take the nations are coming because the silver is his, the gold is his, and it will give peace in this place, says the Lord.
Mado Sabrade, ask in the nations.
Yeah.
for the nations this morning.
That's the cry.
Yes, Lord.
That's the cry.
Oh, Jesus. The nations are ours. In just a moment, I want us to pray. But this isn't a prayer or an ordinary Sunday service. No, the nations are ours. Today, God has found his sons. Today, God has found his daughters. In a moment, I want you to lift up your voice, Spirit Nation, and raise the roof on this place. The nations are shaking. Begin to lift up your voice and pray. Ask God for the nations. No, I need you to ask. Let me hear you ask. Lead us pray. I need you to ask. Just 1 minute. Communities are on fire. Croydon is on fire. It's shaking. COD. The city of David. The nations are shaking. But God has found you. Pulse. The heartbeat. The nations are shaking.
Yes, Lord.
But God has found you. Elite.
Yes, Lord.
Madosa. The nations are shaking.
Yes, Lord.
But God has found you.
Yes, Lord.
Leaders, I need you to pray. Ordinary men are not in this place.
Yes, Lord.
Ordinary women are not found here.
Yes, Lord.
Extraordinary men and women.
Yes, Jesus.
Men of the nation.
Yes, Lord.
Women of the nation. Filled with the Spirit of God. Madoba Shabradiata. Rikatoza. Ratandaliata. Rikatoza. Ikandosa. Ratadayadaba. Amen. Listen to me. God looked out through the eyes of Ezekiel, and there were bones everywhere. Men and women who had died on the battlefield. People of the nations that were shaken and that died. Likatosa. I see into the realm this morning believers that got to the top of their field but were shaken when they reached there because there was no nation. Yeah. Rikatosa badaba. But again, God shakes that nation because you are now ready. When believers, people holding wealth, see you, there will be a revival. Oh my God. Rataya. So he asks Ezekiel, son of man. Oh my God, Eliata. Rikadayaba. Can these bones, I don't think you hear me this morning. The word has come out. He's asking us, can these bones, men who were supposed to be for God, but the devil got them, can these bones, can they live again? Hey, Madobosa, can they live again? Listen, I need that scripture quickly. The word has come forth this morning. This isn't a show. Can these bones live again? Where's that scripture? Oh, Maliata, Ratanda Liata Labakande, Magadoza, can these bones, Lika, what's that scripture? Pastor Faith, help me. Rikabadaba, Ezekiel 37 or whatever. Rikabadaba, and I really need that scripture. Madoza.
The heart.
Go on.
The hand of the Lord came upon me.
Yeah.
And brought me out in the spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
And set me down in the midst of the valley.
Yeah.
And it was full of bones.
The valley was full of bones. But that's where he set them. Yeah. Yeah.
Then he caused me.
Yeah.
To pass by them all around.
He's caused us to pass by them all around. And behold, yeah.
There were very many in the open valley.
Bones, Akataya.
And indeed.
Many bones. Listen to me. Many bones are in the valley. Many bones that God has caused inside of the inside of men and women in this room to cause to live again. They are many, they're not few. But go on.
Yeah. And indeed,
yeah,
they were very dry.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He said to me,
yeah,
Son of man.
Son of man.
Can these bones live?
Yeah.
So I answered,
yeah,
oh Lord God.
Oh Lord God.
You know.
Yeah.
Again he said to me,
yes sir,
prophesy to these bones.
What did he say? He said, prophesy to these bones. Spirit Nation, in a moment we're going to prophesy in a roar. Souls will gather around the word to nations. Yeah. Souls are coming. Dry bones are coming. They will live again. We're about to prophesy. Yeah.
Prophesy to these bones.
Yeah.
And say to them.
Yeah.
All dry bones.
Yeah. What?
Hear the word. Hear the word.
Hear the word of the Lord. You have in your mouth a word to nations. Say, oh dry bone. I can't hear you. Say, oh dry bone. Hear the word of the Lord. Say it again. Oh dry bone. Hear the word of the Lord. Read on.
Thus says the Lord God to these bones.
Yeah.
Surely,
yeah,
I will cause breath to enter into you,
yeah,
and you shall live.
They will live. In just a moment, I'm going to lead you in five shouts. North, south, east, west, and God. Are you ready? Surely I will cause breath to enter into you. Anybody sitting down and you have died in an area of life, today as we shout five thunderous glory be to God, breath will begin to enter. Yeah. God has designed this day to speak a word to the nations. The breath of God is in this place. Are you ready? Finish this scripture.
I will put sinews on you,
uh-huh,
and bring flesh upon,
yeah,
you, cover you with skin,
yeah,
and put breath in you,
yeah,
and you shall live.
Uh-huh.
Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
Yeah, because the gold and the silver are his, so you've got to know him. But that's not what I'm concerned about today. God says, prophesy to these bones. Hear you the word of the Lord. Are you ready to shout? Five glory be to God. I need the nation to hear this shout as they prepare for a storm and you prepare to be their savior. Let me hear you shout, glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Yeah, I can hear you. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
That's one. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Three, two more shouts of glory to God. Ready? Glory be to God. On the final shout, I want all soul snatchers to run to the front. On this final shout of glory be to God, begin to come forward. Run to the front. There's an anointing. Souls will gather around this word. Dry bones will come. Ikabadabosa. Ritando sabadabosa. Ikabadabosa. Ikandolobosa. Riata.